Then we had Gerard Batten. Now, Gerard Batten is the UKIP member of the European Parliament for London. In the past, he's been trade union official. He's worked in engineering. So he's got a good, solid background. Again, this is a man who's been working very hard against the European Union for a good number of years. And it was interesting to listen to his take on events.
Thank you, Dave, for that very generous introduction. And look at the size of it. It's all go, isn't it? What a crowd. It's absolutely fantastic. And I've got some good news for you. The tie works. On the way here tonight, I popped into the corner shop, and a lady said to me, "What a beautiful tie." And I said, "No, it's not. It's hideous." But I'm wearing it for a reason. And she said, "What's that?" And I explained to her what I was doing. Where I was going, what it was all about, and that she now knows. And that was the first of just two people who commented on the tie. So I promised to say hello to Alison in Forestgate, but she said she's going to watch the news bullet. So I think you've chosen the colours well. Now, I've actually been quite ill today because I've got flu or something, and if I wasn't on the platform tonight, I'd be tucked up in bed. And I've been drifting in and out of consciousness all day, and wrapped myself up and was watching the daytime television. And you know that there's some old programmes that they show, and some pretty awful programmes, and you know, you can see things like The Incredible Hulk and The $6 Million Man and The Saint. And I think, you know, as I said, I wasn't entirely with it today, but I think I was watching a pilot episode of a new drama programme along the lines of the things I've just described. And it seems to revolve around this. There's a plot in Europe, you know, having failed to unite Europe under Napoleon, the Kaiser, and Hitler, they've decided to have another go. And it's reached quite alarming proportions because they've been a bit cleverer this time and they've actually bought it. And of course, they've got quite a long way. They now have their own government in Brussels. They've taken over the banks. They've got their own currency. They now control the borders, or rather, don't control the borders. There's no need to invade anywhere else. You just get a ticket on the train or Eurostar. And of course, the British government has become a bit alarmed about this. So they sent over Special Agent Dave. Now, this is where the start of a very good concept for a pilot episode has started to go a bit wrong. Because unlike Roger Moore in his heyday, or James Bond, Dave hasn't gone in there and sorted them out. He hasn't, you know, attacked their HQ. He hasn't beaten anybody up. He hasn't done anything dynamic at all. What actually Dave has done is had a series of meetings with the protagonists over there, and he's begged them that Britain won't have to become part of the Euro. He's actually asked them, would they please repeal some of the awful unnecessary laws that they've made, the tens of thousands of laws, if he asked them nicely. But there's no commitment on that they actually will. They're just humouring him, obviously. And, of course, he said, wouldn't it be a good idea if we didn't actually have to pay benefits to people who've never paid any tax into our system and are actually sending the benefits to people who don't live in our country? And they said they'd have a think about it. And then he really put his foot down because he said... said, we're going to have a red card, which means you cannot do things that we don't like. But, of course, that won't just be us saying that. That'll have to be 15 other European countries who may or may not agree with us, so it may not actually work anyway. So, this is where I say the concept starts to break down, because Dave has to come back now to Britain, and he actually has to try and sell this to the British people. Now, is anybody convinced?
No.
I think that not very few people are going to be convinced. As David Campbell Bannerman pointed out earlier on, this really is about, do you want to be a region of a United States of Europe, or do you want to be a self-governing, independent, democratic nation? Now, we all know what the answer is. And that is going to be the fundamental question that has to be put to the British people. It won't be about faffing around the edges on things that don't matter. Or if they do matter, they're not that important. The central issue is whether we're going to be a democratic nation or not. And this has been done before, of course. We have been through this before. And if I can just say, I've actually got a bit of a sneak communique from 10 Downing Street about what they're going to put out tomorrow. But, you know, I'm in the know on this. And now let me give you a couple of quotes. This is what the Prime Minister said, or is going to say. We confidently believe that these better terms can give Britain a new deal in Europe, a deal that will help us and our partners in Europe. That is why I'm asking you to vote in favour of remaining. And he said, I believe that our renegotiation objectives have been substantially, though not completely, achieved. Now, if those words sound familiar to you, it's not because very similar words will be said tomorrow or a little while in the future. It's because that's what Harold Wilson said in 1975. Things were quite different in 1975. Yes, we joined this thing. It didn't control most of our laws. We still had a veto. We lost the veto a long time ago. It now controls most areas of domestic policy. It now makes most of our laws. And nobody has an excuse now not for understanding what this project is about. It's about the creation of a European federal state, the United States of Europe. If you think that's a good idea, and I suspect nobody here does, but if there are members of the public who think that's a good idea, then vote to stay in. But if you don't think that, then you have no choice but to vote to leave. Now, I'll wrap up now because Harold Wilson did say a couple of things in that pamphlet that went out to every household that I agree with. And I'm going to give you a short quote. He said, the British Parliament in Westminster retains the final right to repeal the Act that took us into the market on the 1st of January 1975. Right. Thus, our continued membership will depend on the continuing assent of Parliament. Now, Parliament exists only to represent the people who elect it. When the people vote to leave the European Union, it will be the duty of Parliament to implement that decision and to take us out by the quickest and simplest means possible.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.